Hello there. Let us start Purva Bhadrapada now. We finished Chatupisha in the last, okay? Second, sixth and tenth house, Moon and Mercury as Vaishya planets. Now we integrating the Purva Bhadrapada. What is that? That is a Brahmana class. Brahmana class, contrary to what people think of nakshatras, is quite harsh, quite disciplinary, quite a truth-telling approach with no nonsense attached to it. That's Brahmana class of nakshatras. And I will deal with this more when I come to Kshatriya planets later. But anyway, so now we are weaving the zodiac sign Aquarius also into it. First, always go through the nakshatra. Functional classes, butcher class, truth extracting, dissecting, exposing, purifying. Purva Bhadrapada will expose the truth, something like Mula Nakshatra. Varna is Brahmana. Therefore, the inclination is philosophy, teaching, mysticism and metaphysics. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, if you remember from Nakshatra, that's why I told first go through the Nakshatras, is one class which will destroy everything, burn everything to the ground. It's a very Rudra-like energy. Zodiac sign is Aquarius. This is the contradictory part of Aquarius. Let me speak a little bit more. Later I will do in the next shots the Moon as a Madhya Karaka. In every nakshatra you might find, there are in every zodiac sign, they might find at least two nakshatras, isn't it? That gives you the core class of functioning of that zodiac sign itself, isn't it? Zodiac sign is zodiac sign. Nakshatras are just stars within the zodiac sign. So this technology will give you the sort of microscopic glimpse into the functioning of the zodiac sign itself. For example, Aries has got Bharani and Ashwini, dominant nakshatras. Kritika is only the last pada. Therefore, they will bring, Aries has got her sign or an inclination of Bharani or Ashwini, depending upon how initiator Aries will be. Aries is an initiator. Ashwini is a dominant initiator class, whereas Bharani is more like reforming class. I have covered this in the nakshatra series. So you need to remember this class of nakshatras, because this class gives you the functioning. And with respect to career counseling that we are doing, you need to understand the class of functioning of your nakshatras with respect to your Madhya Karaka. Why? Because it gives you the innate drive of you. What are you here to function within? And what would you be the most good at? Essentially, that's what we are trying to get at, isn't it? Career means, what are you trying to be good at? Is it there in the stars? Is it there in your innate psychological makeup? That's what we are trying to uncover. Okay, next one I will get into Moon as a Madhya Karaka. Take care.